Calling all cool cats and chicks! Are you looking for a show that'll have you saying, tell me more, tell me more? Well, look no further. Grease is the word. It's got groove, it's got meaning, and it's filling the halls of Tryon Area High School. Welcome to Grease is the Word, Eagle Eye's newest podcast about all things Grease. The Tryon Area High School Drama Department's 2024 musical is coming up fast, and we are dying to spill some of the details about this must-see show. I'm Becca Sprankle. I'm playing Marty this year, and I will be your host for this limited-time podcast. So, with me for this debut episode is none other than the sass-filled, dolled-up girls themselves, the Pink Ladies. Today, I'm joined by Rose McKernan, Paige Carper, Hannah Johnston, Braylon Shaw, and Lydia Meredith. Hey, girls!
Hey!
Okay, so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to have everyone go around and just introduce themselves, their class, and who they're playing this year. So let's start over here with Hannah.
I'm Hannah Johnston. I'm a senior, and I am Frenchie.
I'm Braylon Shaw. I'm a sophomore, and I am the one and only Rizzo.
I'm Rosie, I'm the one and only junior girl, and I'm playing Sandy Dombrowski.
I'm Paige, I'm a sophomore, and I'm playing Jan.
I'm Lydia, I'm a sophomore, and I'm also playing Marty.
Yeah, we're going to preface one thing. Lydia and I are tag teaming.
Yep.
Also, I'm a senior, hey. Lydia and I are tag teaming Marty. Very, very excited. I will be playing her Friday night, and you will be playing Saturday night. And we're super stoked. It's making rehearsals all the more fun.
Very interesting.
It's definitely a fun time.
It's a process, but it's fun.
Okay, so I'm just going to start off by kind of introducing us and the kind of group that we are in this show. So basically the Pink Ladies are, like I said, the sassy, primped up, Rydell High, like, main girls. And Sandy's coming into this group as like the newbie, kind of needing to kind of stick with us and kind of get through the school environment, you know what I mean? In the musical world, like, I feel like the Pink Ladies are the, like, it girls almost. So, like, how does it feel, guys?
I think, honestly, with all the shows and everything that's come out with this, I think it's a lot to live up to. You know, you have a character, and your character has a personality, and you really gotta...
Big time.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure to have to live up to play the character and do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one is going to live up to Olivia Newton-John, though. Like,
no one. I can never. See, I think it's a really cool opportunity, though, because everyone that's played any of these roles have had such a unique perspective on them. So, like, that brings me into one of my next questions. Like, what are you bringing into this character? Like, we can just, you know, spitball, like, whoever wants to start. But, like, what are you specifically looking for in your character? And how does it, like, differ from what other people may have seen before?
I feel like with Becca and I, since we're playing the same role, you can tell that she's obviously more experienced than I, so she's definitely teaching me a lot. But, like, you can just tell with both of us playing the same thing how us playing it differs, you know, between the two of us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And, like, we have our own spin to everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
At first, like, when I first auditioned for this show, I thought that I was supposed to act like the person that was in the movie, acting as that person. Like, I thought I was supposed to be, like, Olivia Newton-John or, like, whoever was the character in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, since auditions, I've started to, like, develop the feeling of that I don't have to be like them. Like, I can be my own Rizzo, like, my own version of it, rather than try to be someone else.
Yeah, and that's the goal of it all. It's to bring your version of the character into play. I think that's so fun.
Yeah, it is.
Love it.
I love rehearsal. Rehearsal is so much fun.
Yes. Oh my god, yeah.
Every day she comes up to me, she goes, I'm so excited for rehearsal
today. I am.
She is.
It makes my day.
Being a senior who's not only been in many other shows, but has also been in, like, the position of being kind of thrown into a bigger role in this show, like, watching all of you, and Hannah, you're included in this too. This is your first, like, named show.
Yeah.
Like, watching you all develop your characters is so fun. Like, honestly.
That's my favorite part.
You get to, like,
see it come together.
Yeah, you get to, like, make it your own personality, and, like, you get to really, like, kind of live it, I guess. Like, you get to be like, this is me, and then you get to fully change who you are in that moment. You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's also almost like an escape. Not like an escape, but it is kind of like an escape from reality. Like, you can just, like, be someone else for a certain amount of time and just, like, have fun with it. Like, you don't, there's no added, like, pressure onto it or anything like that. So.
I know from personal experience, it's really cool. I want to point this out with Lydia. Lydia and I used to do, you knew I was going to bring it up. Lydia and I used to do these tiny little, church shows together.
We were young.
Yeah. And we played a princess and her, like, lady-in-waiting. And it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. But seeing how far, at least, you have come from that.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, like, honestly, Becca's the reason I do this stuff. I'm not even kidding you. From doing those, like, shows when we were younger, and, like, seeing you, I remember, like, whenever you're trying out for Pops and, like, all that stuff, and I was just like, I want to do that.
That's so valid. I used to look up to I still do look up to Becca. I look up to Becca so
much. This isn't about me.
It's going to be about you.
This isn't about me. Stop. Okay. Listen. That's all to say, like, this is, like, such a cool opportunity, and I, like, highly implore people to go out and do this kind of stuff at least once, because it shows you so much, not only about yourself, but how you can act in different scenarios, and it, like, gives you new perspectives on things. Mm-hmm. I think it's really, really cool, which kind of brings me into my next point and my next kind of question for you all. We all have our characters that we play, but do you, like, associate yourself with a different Pink Lady?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You definitely have an answer,
Rose. Major Frenchie. I love Frenchie so much. Yes. She is so bubbly. She's so happy. And, I don't know, she's also pretty dumb, like me.
Stop. Bray, what do you think?
She's looking at me. There's, like, certain aspects of certain characters that I think I fall under. Like, I think I'm, like, nice like Sandy, but, like, not trying to be, like, weird, but, like, I low-key am, like, I love food, so, like, Jan. I'm, like, Jan.
Fair.
But I think I am, like, Rizzo with my attitude sometimes.
Well, I think it's also just valid to be, like, oh, I think I'm a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just curious if the rest of you three, like, have a specific character that you're like, this is me.
I was definitely thinking Marty for me, because I am such a diva. Like,
100%.
Like, even in the movie when she loses her diamond in the macaroni, that is literally me. Like, that is all I'm focused on, is losing my diamond. Like, nothing else matters in the world. My diamond fell in the macaroni.
I feel like I agree a lot with, like, what Braylon was saying. Like, some days I'm definitely a Rizzo, and then there's days that I can be Sandy, so it's just, like, a mix.
100%. Hannah?
I think it's, like, a really big toss-up for me, because, like, they were saying, every day it differs, but, like, then you have those days where you're, like, all of them in one day.
And I feel so, like, we can all agree, though, we all have our Rizzo days, that's specific. Definitely.
But as far as, like, one specific character, I could not tell you. I think it's also very clear, like, how other people view you versus yourselves. Like, they're going to think that you look like this character, and you're going to be like, nah, that's not me.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's shift gears.
Okay.
I want to talk about rehearsals.
Yay.
How have rehearsals been going? How much fun has it been? Has it been challenging? Let's just delve into all things rehearsal. Well, still keeping our little secrets about the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say I was not here at all last week, so my first day of blocking was yesterday. Me and Becca.
We had no Marty's.
We showed up and we were like, we're going to slay, even though we have no idea what we're doing.
We got through that first one.
We did.
It was bumpy, but we got through it.
We did it.
I love rehearsal so much. I just love everyone in the play, and I love everyone in Pops, and, like, I don't know, like, you guys are, like, such a family to me. It's not even real. Like, I've done multiple different sports, and I've had, like, multiple, like, different friend groups and stuff like that, but, like, I've never had, like, a friend group that is, like I'm this close to. Like,
it really is like a family. And, you know, even if you're, like, some of these people, like, I don't see myself, like, ever talking to them, but then you get in that group, and you're, like, oh, my gosh, this is so fun.
Oh, yeah.
Like, these people are so amazing to hang out with and be around, and they just make you laugh. And that's the best part, is just having fun the whole time. That's my favorite part. I love laughing. For sure. I love having fun, and that's just...
And we definitely have a lot of laughs.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I love a lot.
There's not a dull moment.
No, there couldn't be. No.
There couldn't, no.
You have so many differing personalities, not only with the characters, but with just us as people.
The people and how they take, like, the characters.
Not only with the Pink Ladies, but with the Burger Palace Boys, with the ensemble, with... Haley is Miss Lynch, like, that type of stuff. You'll have to come and see that. That's hilarious. But, like, honestly, there's so many differing personalities, not only with the characters, but with the people playing the characters, that there couldn't possibly be a dull moment, like, ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's truly a family.
It's so fun, and it's so...
It's a great way to end the day, honestly. I could have a terrible day at school, and then we have practice after school. Yeah.
Everything's okay because we get to go make a fool of ourselves, honestly.
All the different friendships, and I feel like everyone gets along, like, and we're very inclusive as a group. Like, we, like, include, like, everyone in it, and I love it, but... All the friendships outside of the show help bring the show together.
Oh, 100%. For sure.
All the Burger Palace Boys have been so close for so long, and they're just like it all instantly clicks for them.
It just it takes their roles in a completely different direction.
They are the Burger Palace Boys.
They literally are. Like, it's so much easier for them to just be so into it and have so much more fun with it because they are all friends like that. Yeah, like, and that is honestly my favorite part of of the night, like, watching them rehearse and seeing how close they are. It's just...
Which is a good segue, because I also wanted to talk about this. How do you feel like our dynamic, like, the girls' dynamic, melds with the guys? Like, do you feel like that melds well with the show? Like, I feel like, as a drama department, we don't really... separate too often into, like, here are the boys and here are the girls, but, like, we have to in this show. So, like, how do you feel like that kind of plays out with this show?
I kind of love it, honestly. I have different, like, views on it, but I kind of love it because it's, like, all the girls, we're all friends. All the guys, they're all friends. But then, like, kind of at the end, we, like, all go together. Like, we all come together.
honestly.
Like, throughout the show, there's, like, different, like, points where we, like, meld together and stuff.
I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, at the end of the show, we all, like, come together. It makes it so easy. Yeah. It makes it so just carefree and, like...
It makes it easier because we're all so close, you know?
Yes. Honestly.
Definitely. We don't have to, like, build up a, like, relationship with everybody. We already have that, you know?
Honestly.
And the show makes everyone closer, too.
Yeah. Right.
Like, we are already all close, but then, like... We'll go to each other's houses and hang out before rehearsal, after rehearsal.
Yeah.
Like, the cast party, like, there's so much stuff that we do outside of rehearsal
together.
The cast
party's going to be wild.
It's going to be
full of a lot of different things. It's going to be full of a lot of different emotions, happy emotions, and sad emotions.
We're going to be crying, and then we're going to film a TikTok. Like, watch it happen.
Honestly. We're going to be in the middle of a dance and a song. And then it's just going to hit you, and you're going to bawl your eyes out.
Yeah,
like,
that happened last year.
And I mean, even for the people who have just started getting into it, it's still going to hit them just as hard.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, basically, with this show, we all have, like, our, like, set Burger Palace Boy that we kind of end up with at the end, which we're not going to say who, but, like, those who know Grease, like, know who they are. Everyone knows this dynamic as well, so, like, we can talk about this one, but you get to go along with your boyfriend in real life. How does that feel?
So cool.
Like, how does that feel?
It was funny because Miss Harris was like, I didn't even mean to do that. She was like, I never do that.
Right.
And I was like, it's so fun because even though he makes me so nervous to, like, do that stuff and all whatever, because it's fully different than just, like, being in normal life, you know? But it's so fun because I get to experience the whole thing with him, and
it's so sweet.
Oh my gosh.
So we're gonna pivot, and we're kind of gonna wrap up pretty soon by me asking some spitfire questions.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna go. We're gonna go from Hannah over, and we're just going to kind of give rapid fire answers.
Okay.
All right. So
I'm ready.
Logan, you want to be involved?
Yes.
Okay. If you could play any other character, female or male, in the entire show, who would you play?
Patty Simcoe.
Fair.
Sandy.
Danny.
Sunny.
Logan said Danny.
Oh, I don't know. Probably Kaneki, because he has the grease lightning. So.
Yeah.
Fair.
I'm going to agree with her.
Fair. I think I would probably go either Rizzo or to play Kaneki.
Grease lightning up in there.
Yeah, for real. Favorite song in the show?
Can we start over there?
Yeah, Lydia.
Okay. Probably Beauty School Dropout.
There.
I just love that song.
Oh, it's going to be so fun.
It is.
We go together.
I agree.
Summer Nights.
Also fair.
We go together.
You skipped Logan. He's a
pole. We go together.
Yeah. Logan.
Sandy.
Logan likes Sandy. Okay.
Wait, Sandra D?
Like, look at me, I'm Sandra D. Yes. That
song? He likes Rizzo's song.
It's the cheer. You'll see it when you see the show.
Fair.
Probably both of the fight scenes, and I do like the park scene because that's when I sing my song. So and both
and
the fight
so
scenes.
And it's so good.
So
it's so good.
I get beat up and I get to beat someone up. So.
Best of both worlds, Hannah.
I am gonna say the park scene too. We get to see a little show from Roger.
Oh yeah,
it's definitely a packed scene.
There's a lot in it.
A lot.
It's a lot of good things in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of
honestly,
funny things.
It's very entertaining. It's very entertaining for us, and it's going to be very entertaining for the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. My last, full-on question for everyone. Why should people see our show? Hannah?
Ooh. I think it just brings people together. You get to... I want people to see it because I want them to do it.
Yeah.
When next year and following that. And I just want people to see how hard we've worked and how close we've become with each other. And just.
The dynamics are definitely there and you can definitely see them.
Yeah.
Bray?
What Hannah said, and I think that it's just a really fun show to watch. And I know that, everyone has basically seen the movie version, and I think the school version's a lot different, and there's a lot of different parts, and everyone just, needs to see it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to see it.
Yeah.
They need to see the different scenes and the different songs
that
are in
definitely.
The school version.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rosie?
I was about to say the same thing. I was like, everybody's going to be like, it's the school version. It's not going to be that cool, but so much fun. There's so many funny scenes in it. Everybody's going to be laughing, so I think, why not come?
Paige?
Honestly, if you come, you are guaranteed a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like the Drama Club productions are so underrated. I don't think people understand how much hard work and dedication we put into this because it's something that we love. We put so much dedication into this, and it's something that we're really passionate
about.
We're
a team.
Yeah.
We're a team. Yes. We are a team.
Yeah. We have
put
to
just
be.
As much, just as much time and effort and
exactly.
everything into it as you would...
Choreography.
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're dancing. We're dancing.
We are exercising. That is...
Yeah, yeah that's it another is. Reason to come see the show. We are dancing.
Yeah, we are.
We are dancing. This is a dance-heavy show.
I can't
show.
Wait for prom scene.
Oh, the prom scene's going to be amazing.
But yeah, you're guaranteed to laugh if you come.
Absolutely. Lydia?
Well, I feel like we said before, different people that play, everybody's going to play it a different way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. all the different characters. So it's going to be different, Even if another school could do the same exact play, it's not going to be the same as ours. So it's just going to be special to us. And everybody else said, we all have a special connection and have such a great time.
Yeah, and if anything, come both nights because you can see two different versions of Marty.
Yes, exactly.
But, I think they all said it best. So, April 5th and 6th. Please, please, please come see Grace. Come see these ladies in action. I'm so pumped. It's going to be so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the main office. They can point you in the right direction, get you the right tickets, do all the things. April 5th and 6th, 7 p.m. both nights. It's a Friday and a Saturday. What better can you ask for to spend the beginning half of your weekend coming to see an iconic show with some really dedicated cast members? So, that all being said, I'm going to allow these ladies to say goodbye.
Bye!
Thank you so much for tuning in. We will be back next week with the Burger Palace Boys. Stay tuned, and thank you so much for watching.